Moshet, Al Bina newspaper. News of the day with Nasser Kandil. Netanyahu discusses Lebanon and Gaza agreements and the future of Saudi-Israeli normalization. Qasem, the state is responsible for February 18th deadline. The resistance will act at the right time. Nasrallah and Safiyuddin's funeral on February 23rd. We do not approve of the motorcycle rally, the political editor wrote. As Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrives in Washington for his anticipated meeting with US President Donald Trump, Israeli newspapers have begun speculating on the outcomes. Israeli journalist Haim Levinson, writing for Haaretz, predicted that the meeting would include an announcement of progress in normalization talks with Saudi Arabia. Levinson noted that U.S. envoy Stephen Witkoff is coordinating the agreement but highlighted ongoing disagreements over the final wording, whether it will be merely symbolic or contain concrete steps. He also pointed out that Saudi Arabia insists on ending the war in Gaza before proceeding with normalization, while Israel expects Trump to make a clear declaration that Hamas will not be part of any government in Gaza. Shea Hartzvi, a researcher in Reichman University, argued that Trump views a ceasefire in Gaza as essential for paving the way towards Saudi-Israeli normalization, which would deepen Israeli alliances with Arab states and put an end to Hamas's rule in Gaza. Speaking to Maariv, he emphasized that Trump is committed to ending the war and securing the return of prisoners, recognizing that Arab nations will not invest in Gaza's reconstruction as long as the war persists and Hamas remains in power. According to Hartzvi, the Trump-Netanyahu meeting will focus on the ceasefire, Saudi normalization, the possibility of renewed nuclear negotiations with Iran, and broader U.S.-Israeli strategic issues. He added that Trump expects Netanyahu to provide clear answers on the normalization process, as Washington views it a significant political and economic gain, especially given Saudi Arabia's readiness to invest hundreds of billions of dollars in the U.S. economy. Hartzvi also suggested that Trump might push Israel to outline a clear plan for ending the war and shape the future of a Palestinian state, stating that this is Netanyahu's moment to make bold decisions. In Lebanon, Hezbollah Secretary General Sheikh Naim Qasem stated, the Lebanese state has agreed to extend the ceasefire agreement until February 18. Therefore, we consider it fully responsible for following up, exerting pressure, and doing everything possible through mediators and internal efforts to stop Israel's violations and aggression. He added, as Hezbollah and the Islamic Resistance, we have exercised patience throughout this period to give the state the opportunity to ensure a ceasefire and uphold the agreement. We know that Israel continuously violates it without concern, which affects the morale of our people and those who expect the agreement to be enforced. However, the state must bear its responsibility. As for us, as resistance, let me be clear. Resistance is our path and our choice, and we will act according to our assessment at the appropriate time. Qasem also addressed the motorcycle rally that took place in Beirut, sparking widespread criticism. He remarked, a few days ago, a group of motorcyclists rode through areas outside the southern suburbs, claiming to be celebrating the heroic resistance in southern Lebanon during the popular liberation. This act is unacceptable to us. We do not approve of such displays, neither in form nor content, nor the locations they reached. This does not serve national unity, Islamic unity, the resistance, or the liberation struggle. We have no connection, direct or indirect, to this rally, which extended beyond the southern suburbs. Even within the suburbs, we call on everyone to refrain from certain behaviors and slogans during celebrations that could be harmful. Concluding his remarks, Qasem announced, the funeral of martyr of the nation, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, may God be pleased with him, and Secretary General Sayyid Hashim Safiyuddin, may God be pleased with him, will take place on February 23rd. The funeral will be held together, but they will be buried in separate locations. Sayyid Hassan, may God be pleased with him, will be laid to rest in a plot of land we have chosen between the old and new airport roads, while Sayyid Hashim will be buried in his hometown of Deir Qanun.